This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. It's day number 11 in the courtroom in the trial of Alex Murdaugh. We're at segment number 5. Let's go to the courtroom.
I want to show you what's been marked as Exhibit 449. And just describe what that is. To the jury, please.
Okay, this is a spreadsheet that basically shows many of the states of the vehicle that we were looking at and testing running our tests on the test vehicle. This is an analysis of the states that were on there, and this is what we were using to develop the understanding of what these states meant.
Okay, and so what would be a shorter way to describe that, a more simple way to describe that?
It's an analysis of the state machine.
Okay.
Vehicle states.
Okay. This would represent some of the research that you and your team.
That is research. Okay. Yeah, that's a research document.
Okay. At this time, state would move Exhibit 449.
No objection.
Into submit it.
All right. And we talked about call logs. And you found some call logs, correct?
Yes.
On this vehicle. And where did those call logs come from again?
They were stored within the infotainment system.
Right. And where did the infotainment system get them?
From an attached phone.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to show you what's been marked as States 446. And let me see if you recognize that document and where it's from.
Yes, these were call logs that we recovered off the infotainment system.
Okay. And those are two specific calls, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And what are the date and time of those two calls?
The first one, June 7th, 2021 at 22:06:14.
And what was the number dialed on that one?
9111.
Okay, three ones. Okay.
And then another one shortly thereafter at 22:06:18, a couple seconds later, for just 911.
And in your research and testing, can you determine of when these call logs would have been pulled off the phone that made these calls?
No, at some point the system would have downloaded that information from the phone. I don't know what time that occurred.
Okay. All right. And at this time, I would move Exhibit 446.
No objection.
Submit it.
All right. And I'm going to show you what I believe is our last document. And this is Exhibit 442. And I'm going to ask if you recognize this document.
Yes.
And what is that document?
I've titled this document the 2021 Chevy Suburban Log File Excerpts from June 7th, 2021.
All right. And is this a condensed version of data from that original, that CD that we showed you a minute ago?
Yes.
Okay. And what is that condensed to? Why did you condense it to that particular data for this particular printout?
This spreadsheet was the data that our parsing tool was looking for amongst all the log files and extracting those out.
We talked about this a minute ago, but if you're trying to determine when this vehicle moved, you identified a key indicator. When a vehicle may have possibly moved, you identified a key indicator in that data that would indicate to you, in your opinion, that the vehicle could have possibly been moving, correct?
That's correct. In or out of park.
Okay. And when you produced that report, did you color code certain columns?
Yes, I hand colored the columns on here that indicated those for clarity.
And I think I meant to say rows because they're horizontal.
They're rows, yes.
My apologies. And you color coded certain ones, right?
That's correct.
Okay. At this time, state would move to enter Exhibit 442.
Okay.
It's submitted.
We're going to publish this. And I'll need the computer, please. Scott Abuto, my apologies. So we'll keep moving. I'm going to need that exhibit back, please. And we're going to switch to Elmo. Once we get the computer going, it'll give a better view, but for the moment, we'll look at the Elmo. Can you read that document on your screen, Mr. Forecastle?
I think I could read that.
Okay. So let's just start at the top. And I think you read the title, this 2021 Chevy Suburban Law Clause, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And then we see a row below that that looks like descriptors, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, let's just start on the left. Let's explain what these mean. And we see on the far left it says line and then a number symbol or hashtag. What does that mean?
Okay, I'm going to explain that using the next column over file name first. The file name indicates the particular log file that the data was recovered from. There was numbered log files in the system. And for this date, there were two different log files that contained this data. And the line number indicates the physical or the actual line number starting from one at the top that data was located on.
Okay. And then we see the date next to that. And is that, what is that again, specifically that date and time?
That is the timestamp of the actual log entry.
All right. Let's switch to the computer, please. And this will make this a little bit easier to see, hopefully. Well, if I can get to... Okay. And I think I'm at the top. All right, can you still, is that a little better for you to see,
Mr. Powell? I can see it fine.
Okay. All right, it looks like somehow I managed to mess up the spreadsheet. My apologies. All right, so event type. What does event type mean?
Basically, the event type is a part of the log entry that describes what sort of event is going on. It describes the event.
Okay. Event description, what does that mean?
It's just a longer, more verbose version of the event type.
And event value, what does that mean?
That is the actual value of the event, rather than this is the event and this is what its value is.
Okay. When you say value, what do you mean by that?
It can be a one, a zero, a true, a false, or a textual indicator of the system state.
All right. And you say one or zero, true or false. You mentioned a while ago that data is always binary, right?
Yes.
And binary is always one or zero, correct?
In case a lot of these are one and zero.
Okay. And that's how data is typically stored in computer systems,
typically,
correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So finally, on the far right, it says raw line from service log file. What does that mean?
That is actual line from the file copied verbatim.
Okay. And so that's the actual data log that you pulled out of the system.
That is correct.
Okay. And it includes a timestamp as well, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Okay, so let's just look at the top here. And you said you added in some color coding, correct?
That's correct.
And the top line appears to be red. That's 8384, correct?
Yes.
And 8676 is also red, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Why did you color code those red? What is that?
Those were basically messages that were showing the system starting up. The computer for the infotainment system initiated a boot sequence.
All right. And did your testing identify a number of ways the system on this vehicle could start up?
We observed it starting up with several ways.
Okay.
I don't think we know all the ways it may start up.
Okay. Well, what are some of the ways you observed that it could start up?
Just things such as opening the door of the vehicle, mm-hmm. or getting in the vehicle and turning it on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when we say system startup, we mean the infotainment center.
This is referring to the infotainment center, not the whole vehicle.
Okay. So it's not necessarily we're turning the vehicle on every time we see a red color there. Correct?
That's correct. Just the infotainment system.
It could be someone just opening the door, correct?
Yep.
All right. And that represents, in some cases, where the screen in that car just kind of lights up if the door opens or for another reason, correct?
That would be an indicator, yes.
And are there certain occasions where the system could kind of start up on its own?
There's some unexplained times when the system seems to initiate a boot for no apparent reason. It's theoretical on what the car is doing at that point.
Okay. All right. And then below that, at line 9142 and 9144, it looks like you color-coded those two lines as blue, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And what? Why did you color-code those lines as blue?
Those indicated these vehicle parked message that we found to be very useful in determining potentially the car moving.
Okay. And this is something that you found in your testing and analysis, correct?
That's correct.
That was reliable?
This is a reliable message.
All right. And reliably means what?
Reliably tells you whether the car was shifted into park or shifted out of park.
Okay. All right. And looks like lines 9142 and 9144 both occurred at 12:21:43 on June 7th of 2021. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. And is that local time?
That is local time.
All right. And what does that mean? What does vehicle parked true mean?
Vehicle parked true means the shift lever of the vehicle was placed into the park position.
Okay. So the vehicle was shifted into park.
That's correct.
All right. But I see it looks like the exact same message on both lines, correct?
That's correct.
Why do we have the exact same message on both lines?
If you take a look, scroll to the right on the one that's showing the raw values, you'll see that the messages are not identical. They're from two pieces of the subsystem reporting the same event.
Okay, so this particular log and maybe some other ones get recorded in different places on this infotainment center.
There's a lot of duplication of messages.
Okay. And they don't, if they had the same timestamp, how would you interpret that if you see duplicate messages with the exact same timestamp?
I would typically consider that just a single event.
Okay. And so let's look down below that. And I see multiple things happening, and I'm highlighting it, on lines 9148 to 9156 at 12:33 and 23 seconds, and I see a number of things happen there with the same timestamp, correct?
That's correct.
And in your analysis, in your opinion, when you see a group of messages happening at the same time, what's the best way to interpret that information?
You have to kind of take a look at them as an aggregate.
Okay. And so you kind of look at all these messages as a whole to interpret what they mean, correct?
That's correct.
Rather than each one individually.
That's correct.
Okay. So let's look at it. Looking at lines 9148 and all those lines that are timestamped identically, which goes down to line 9159, what does that group of messages, in your opinion, mean was happening on this vehicle at that time on June 7th of 2021?
It looked like the infotainment computer was beginning a power down sequence.
Okay. Okay, and we go down to 12:42, and we see a few lines in 9167, 9459, and 9716. We see a few of those red color-coded lines, correct?
That's correct.
All right, and again, what does that mean? Why are those coded that way?
The infotainment system initiated a boot-up sequence starting up.
Okay, but any number of reasons of why that would have potentially booted up at that time?
Yeah, it could be a number of reasons.
Okay. All right, but then at 9954 and 9956, we see some blue color-coded messages, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And what are those mean? It says vehicle parked false. What does that mean?
Vehicle parked false means this car was shifted out of park.
Okay. And that's at what time?
18:23:57.
All right. Help us out. What's that in civilian time?
6:23:57.
P.M. On what day?
On June 7th, 2021.
And again, we see two identical messages, correct?
Yes.
But you would interpret that as one event, correct?
Yes.
And what is that event again?
It's a vehicle taken out of park.
Okay. Okay. And we see a few things happen Looks like 1853 and 1911, some of those red color coded. What's your interpretation for lines? Looks like 396 and 984 on June 7th there. What's going on in those lines?
It's another infotainment system boot up, a startup sequence.
Okay. And then we see another red event at 2103-44, correct?
Yes.
And what is that?
Another boot up sequence.
Okay. And from any number of reasons, correct?
Correct.
Could be if someone just opened a car door, correct?
Yes.
And then we see a group of messages. Looks like a few at 2104-05. And then a few at 2104-18, quite a few more at 2104-18, and that's 9.04 p.m., correct?
That is correct.
All right, and that group of messages at 9.04-18 p.m., what, in the aggregate, what is that telling you is going on with this vehicle at that time?
One moment.
I have the times highlighted there.
Yeah, at the 2104-18, those ones looked like the system was, but prior to that, it seemed to be shutting down, and then it stopped and started coming back up.
Okay. And so it seems to be starting up around 2104-18, correct?
Yes.
And that'd be consistent with that red-coded message we saw a second ago, correct?
Yes.
And it's also consistent with the red-coded message at line 1281 at 2105-56, correct?
What do you mean by consistent with that message?
I'm sorry. Take a look at line 1281. You see that?
Yes, I see 1281. That's the next system startup message.
Okay. And what time is that again?
2105:56.
All right. And I'm going to do my best, and I'll try to stop you. Let's try to talk in local time.
Okay.
Civilian time, excuse me.
I'll start processing it that way.
And I make that mistake too. What time is that in civilian time?
That would be 9:05:56.
P.M.?
P.M.
On June 7th?
On June 7th.
Okay. 2021. Okay. And then below that, we see a group of messages starting at line 1557. And they have an identical time state of what?
9:06 and 44 seconds.
Okay. P.M.?
P.M.
All right. And what is that group of messages telling you at that time?
That looks like the vehicle system is continuing its power-up process.
Okay. All right. And then we see a series of messages that all occur within 2 or 3 seconds, starting at line 1591 at 9:06:48 p.m., and then continuing on through 9:06:49 p.m. And quite a few at 9:06:49 p.m. and then into 9:06:50 p.m. And that's lines roughly 1628 down to 1654. What does that group of messages tell you is occurring?
So at that point, partway through those message sets, it actually has an engine running event. So the car has been turned on.
Okay. So in your opinion, the vehicle is running at approximately 9:06:49 to 9:06:50 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. On June 7th?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then we see at line 1670 and 1672, it looks like another couple of blue-colored messages, correct?
Yes.
And again, what are those blue-colored messages? What do they indicate to you?
The vehicle parked message.
All right. And it says vehicle parked false. What does that mean?
The vehicle was taken out of park.
Okay. The vehicle was taken out of park at 9:06 and 50 seconds, correct?
PM? Correct.
All right. On June 7th, correct?
Correct.
All right. And if we look at it on line 1672, the timestamp has a slightly different color stamp. I don't know if it's, is that viewable on your screen? Yeah. It looks like it's colored more green, correct?
That is correct.
Why did you color that particular block green at line 1672?
I was highlighting events where you could see where the vehicle was taken out of park, and it looks like it was continually used and then put back into park.
Okay. And so, first of all, those two lines at 1670 and 1672, they represent the same event?
They are the same event.
Okay, and that's the vehicle taken out of park, correct?
That's correct.
And you color-coded that green because you wanted to find when the vehicle was put back into park, correct?
Correct. I want to find, yes.
Okay. Because you, in your opinion and your analysis, you've determined that message is pretty reliable and something we can rely upon to make a determination of when that vehicle could have been moving, correct?
Correct.
Right. Okay, so 9:06:50 p.m., the vehicle is taken out of park. And then let's go down the line, 1904, and we see another green stamp embedded in a blue line. You see that, sir?
Yes.
And what does that mean to you?
Well, it was the next event where the vehicle went back into park.
Okay. So at what time is that?
At 9:22 and 45 seconds p.m.
The vehicle's put back into park, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And in your opinion, could the vehicle have been moving between those two times?
Yes, it could have. I have no evidence of that.
Okay. All right. But the vehicle's out of park for that.
It is out of park.
Okay. And that's something, in your opinion, we can rely upon, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And roughly, I'm not going to ask you for the exact seconds, roughly how much time passes between the vehicle taking out of park at line 1672 and put back into park at line 1904?
Approximately 16 minutes.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to scroll down. And I'm scrolling down to line 3059 and 3061. And I see some more green-colored blocks here, correct?
Yes.
All right. And what are those blocks? What information is contained in those blocks? What messages?
Again, it's the vehicle in or out of park messages.
Okay. And so, and what time is that, those two messages at 3061?
3061 shows 9:43:05.
P.M.?
P.M.
And that's June 7th,
June 7th, 2021.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but at that particular event, what happens with the vehicle?
The vehicle goes out of park.
Okay. And then at line, the next line below that, what's the time on that, the date time on that?
9:43 and 59 seconds, June 7th, 2021. That's p.m.
Okay. And what happens with the vehicle?
It goes back into park.
Okay. And so roughly how much time passed between those two events?
It looks like just under a minute.
Okay. And you can't tell us whether the vehicle actually moved during that time, correct?
No.
All right. All you can tell us was it was out of park for a little under a minute.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And not to put you on the spot, we'll go back up and look real quick. So that's at 9:43:05 p.m., correct?
Correct.
Let's go back and look at the previous vehicle parked at 9:22:45 p.m., and that's line 1904. That's when the vehicle had been placed in the park, correct?
That's correct.
All right, and let's just do some rough math. Do you have a pen? You can write it down if you need to. 9:22:45, the vehicle's in park.
Okay.
9:43:05, the vehicle is now back out of park, correct?
That's correct.
Roughly how much time passes between those two events?
Approximately 21 minutes.
All right. And so the vehicle is out of park for about a minute at lines 3061 and 3079. And then let's scroll down to line 3096. And 3310, what happens with the vehicle there?
The vehicle goes out of park.
Okay, at what time?
At 9:44:54 seconds on June 7th, 2021. That's p.m.
Okay, and then the next event below that, what occurs there?
Next event, the vehicle goes back into park at, that would be 10:36 on June 7th, 2021 p.m.
And those are color-coded green because they kind of represent a matching pair, correct?
That's correct.
When it went out and when it back went back into park, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And roughly, how much time passes between those two events at 9:44 and 10 o'clock of the night of June 7th?
Approximately 16 minutes.
Okay. All right. And then let's go down to lines 33:27 and 33:28. And those are two more green colored events that represent that matching pair, correct?
That's correct.
Vehicle out of park and the vehicle in park, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And what are the times associated with those two events?
The vehicle goes out of park at 10:01 and 17 seconds on June 7th, 2021. It's p.m. And it goes back into park at 10:01, 29 seconds on June 7th, 2021, okay. p.m.
And roughly speaking, how many seconds is that?
About 12 seconds.
Okay. Okay, let's go to just a few seconds later, lines 33:36 and 33:40, and we see another matching pair of these green messages, correct?
That's correct.
Out of park and then back into park, correct?
That's correct.
And what are the two times on that particular event?
The vehicle goes out of park at 10:01 and 30 seconds on June 7th, 2021, that's p.m., and it goes back into park at 10:01 and 43 seconds, June 7th.
So maybe I can do the math this time. That's roughly about 13 seconds it's out of park?
That's correct.
Okay. And we see a whole bunch of messages again, that group of messages starting at 22:04:44 and kind of going on into 10:04:44 p.m. and 10:04:47 p.m. we see another group of messages. What does that group of messages generally indicate to you in the aggregate? And that's this group I'll highlight.
Okay. 3-2 engine run false. It looks like the system is powering down.
Okay. Okay, and then we get down to lines 34:64, and that shows another green color-coded pair of messages, correct?
That's correct.
And again, goes out of park and back into park, correct?
That's correct.
And what are the two times associated with those two messages at 36:64 and 36:82?
Yes.
What are those times?
Oh, what are the times?
Yeah.
10:04 and 49, it goes out of park. That's p.m. on June 7th, 2021. And it goes back into park at 10:05, 55 seconds p.m. June 7th, 2021.
All right. And that's roughly more than a minute, correct?
That's correct.
Right. And then let's go down to lines 34:90 and 35:04. And we see another matching pair in out of park and then into park, correct?
That's correct.
And what are the times associated with those two?
The vehicle goes out of park at 10:11 and 45 seconds on June 7th, 2021 p.m. And then it goes back into park at 10:12 and 38 seconds p.m. June 7th, 2021.
Okay. All right. And that's roughly just under a minute or so?
That's correct.
All right. And we're almost to the end here. Okay, and then we see another message. So first of all, we see some messages that are blue colored at 35:06 through 35:15. And why are those blue coded instead of green coded for you?
Those are more vehicle park messages, but they appear to be with the, basically duplications of the existing ones.
Okay. So that's just duplicate information, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And then finally, at line 3521, we see the vehicle. What happens with the vehicle at that line?
Okay, it goes out of park at 10:13 and 39 seconds p.m. on June 7th, 2021.
Did you find a matching kind of pair, as we've talked about, for where the vehicle goes back into park?
No. No log message was present for that.
Okay. Can you explain why that log message may not be present?
We found during the testing of our test vehicle that there are times when the system decides to temporarily stop recording message. The reason is not clear.
Okay. But you do see it come out of park at 10:13:39, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now, and just to reiterate this, you're just telling us when this vehicle's in and out of park, correct?
That's correct.
Because that's the most reliable piece of information you've been able to deem from this data, correct?
That's correct.
And you can't tell us necessarily where the vehicle's moving, correct?
That's correct.
And you can't tell us if it's moving or if you see it go out of park, who's shifting the actual gear knob, can you?
No, we don't know who's in the car.
And all you can look at is this particular data, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And just so it's clear, you know, you've determined, you're interpreting this data because you use a test vehicle to see when you see these messages, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And that's why you're giving us these opinions today, correct?
From that's
your
testing.
Correct. All right. And when you were using your test vehicle, if you took a vehicle, if you took the vehicle out and drove it, took it out of park, drove it, and then put it back in the park, would you find that exact same matching pair of in and out of park messages we just talked through?
Correct? Yes.
Okay. And you wouldn't necessarily, you weren't able to determine any other data that would reliably tell you if it was moving or not, correct?
That's correct.
All right. But so if the vehicle's driving and you see that, you would see that identical pair of messages like we just talked about.
Yes.
And however, if the car just stopped and someone shifts it out of park and just sits there with their foot on the brake, and then sometime later puts it back into park, would you see that same matching pair of in park, out of park message and back in the park message?
Yes.
You would. Okay. All right. Not for a mistake, Ms. Witness.
By the defense.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Hopefully this won't take long, just a few clarifying questions. First, you mentioned that the data was encrypted.
Yes, when we pulled the data off the chip, it was encrypted.
Is this something that the manufacturer did?
Yes.
Okay. It's not something that the end user doesn't do something to encrypt the data. It comes that way.
Not for an infotainment system,
yeah.
No.
And so it sounded like you kind of had to reverse engineer with a test vehicle to figure out the meaning of stuff. Were you not able to get General Motors to assist with that?
We could, but we generally try to find the data on our own. Often we have it's difficult for us to get the manufacturers to work with us on that data.
Did anyone attempt to reach out to General Motors, say, to de-encrypt the data?
Not from EDAU.
I won't go over this spreadsheet too much. You still have the exhibit with you?
I have a copy.
Okay. And we didn't have a...
We can pull that.
Yes. Is it up?
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you just briefly about, if I can find it on this, there were some things that were happening at 2103. Here, let me do it. I've got my phone on that. I didn't quite understand. What do these mean? These, this group of things that say info state, sleep, and state, some abbreviation, animate, all these things happening in this 904-905 range. What does that mean?
So as I was attempting to explain before, that, that some of these messages, like individually, they don't mean a whole lot. Like, what does this actually mean? But in this case, it's generally showing. Could you scroll down just a little bit more so I could see a few more of the messages? So it looks like initially, like at line number 984, where the system initially boots up, and then at 904.
Well, let me stop you there.
I'm
when
sorry.
You say system startup, what does that mean? What is the system and what is it doing when it starts up?
So this is just the computer for the infotainment center. This is not the entire vehicle, but something woke up that system. And just like your home computer, it needs to boot up before Windows is ready. That's a similar thing. That it has a boot up sequence. That this is a log that says that was initiated.
Okay. And what would trigger this? What would make this startup happen?
We know that some events that make it happen, such as opening the door or starting the car, we don't know all the events that might make that happen.
Well, on my Chevy, if you walk near it with the key fob, you know, the lights come on the little door handles. You can stick your foot under the rear and the rear will come up. Would walking near it with the key fob trigger anything?
It's a possibility, but we did not investigate that.
But scrolling down here to 906 and 48 seconds, am I reading this correctly to say that the engine was turned on?
Can you scroll down just a little bit further? Keep going just a little bit more into the 49th second. So if you see that there was at one point those messages such engine run false, which is only within the same second as a following up on engine running true. It's messages like this that get a little bit confusing on there, but ultimately it's moving to, it's basically staying here, Matt, but I'm moving to this state here. So in that case, it looked like the engine started running at this time.
Okay. Well, I don't think I'll belabor this spreadsheet anymore, but I did want to ask, did you additionally retrieve data related to the phone connecting to the entertainment system? I think there was a 911 call that you...
We had a call log that was extracted, as well as the connection of a Bluetooth or several Bluetooth devices.
I'm going to hand you a printout. Is this a printout of device connection history that you were able to obtain from the vehicle?
We need to go back to the original material and take a look at this because this, some of this looks more than like what we originally collected. There's pages of this here.
Right, it goes back way outside of the sort of time frame, but that's. I mean, can you identify this?
I mean, the format looks familiar, but it looks. I might have to go back into the original material and pull up the HTML report. Is that acceptable?
Absolutely.
And Your Honor, I think the witness is asking to look at his original data to validate what Mr. Barber has. Yeah, the state has no objection to that. We'll just need a few minutes for him to validate it.
No objection, Your Honor. Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have you go to the jury room for a short break, hopefully.
That wraps up segment number 5 of coverage in the trial of Alec Murdaugh for today, the 8th of February, 2023. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage and interviews, discussions on the case as well, right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us.